if you stir these things up, they give off just a horrible musky kind of scent.
Yes. I call them young.
Well, now,
young animals.
I'm thinking of a polecat or a skunk.
Oh.
Do you all have those around here?
Yeah, they bees around here. I can't stand the scent of them. I call them polecats.
Okay, fine. And what about a little thing that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's a little smaller than a squirrel, and it just runs along the ground. It's about that big, and it's sort of reddish-brown.
You talking about a rat, is you?
No, ma'am. I'm talking about something like a a chipmunk or a ground squirrel or a grinny. Do you all have those around here?
Do I not see them?
Okay. What do you call something that lives near the water? It's about as big around as my fist, and it just hops.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a special name for the kind that lives in the water?
Some of the same thing?
Yeah.
I call them bullfrogs.
Okay. And how about the one who lives on the land?
I call them old highland frogs. Oh. Tulip frogs.
Okay. And what do you call a little tiny one that makes a chirping noise? And sometimes they live up in trees, I think.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes they be them rain frogs.
Okay. What do you call worms that people use when they go fishing?
I call them baits and sometimes Catawba worms. Sometimes we fish with cone worms.
Okay.
Being rotinaires.
And which ones are the biggest ones?
Well,
would those be the Catawba worms? Are they big worms?
Catawba worms, they big ones. They're bigger than their mother ones.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about earthworms? Do you all
have them? Earthworms, you dig them. I call them baits.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call an insect that you see in the summertime late in the afternoon, and it sends out light, it flashes? In the summertime, you see these things?
Lightning bugs.
And do you all have mosquito hawks or snake doctors or snake feeders around here?
Yes, and there's skeeters out there and snakes, too.
Well, do you have skeeter hawks or dragonflies?
Skeeter hawks. Yes, and we have them flies around in some in the evening.
Uh-huh.
We call skeeter hawks.
Okay. What do you call something that builds a nest out of mud? And it looks kind of like a wasp.
Wolf.
No, ma'am. This is a something that flies around. It builds its nest out of mud.
Oh, wasps?
Yes, ma'am. That's one kind, but then there's another kind that looks pretty much like that, but it doesn't sting.
Ain't no hornet, I don't really know.
Do you all have dirt daubers around here?
Yes, there are plenty of dirt daubers and wasps around here.
Okay. What do you call nuts that grow underneath the ground?
Nuts grow in the ground. I don't know none growing ground with pig nuts.
Now, what do the pig nuts look like?
They got a long root and then they got a long vine. We have scratched a many one of them and chewed them.
Uh-huh. Do they taste like peanuts?
They're sweet. They're good. Now, peanuts grows in the ground, too. You know?
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about goobers or ground peas?
Ground peas? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we raise plenty of ground peas.
And what about chufas or pindas?
Chufas, yeah. They're just same as ground peas. We have plenty raised them.
Okay.
For the hogs.
Well, what about goobers? Do you have them?
No, I haven't raised none. Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about them.
Okay.